Welcome to Local Talent Time, the segment where Western Tourist Radio showcases the talent of WA and the Southwest.
G'day, I'm Barry Green, and welcome to Local Talent Time. Much of the folklore of Australia is built around drovers and shearers. My next guest, Mal Hart, started out as a shearer in the 1950s. Mal, tell us about the beginning of your career as a shearer.
Well, Barry, I was 17. The only jobs you could get were in a shearing team or join the Navy. It was pretty hard going, I can assure you. And eventually I shore all over the state, from the Kimberleys down to Mount Barker, out in the desert, right out past Wiluna. And I was up there for many years. It was all our aspirations as young rouseabouts to become a gun shearer. Competition is what keeps shearers going, trying to beat the next bloke's tallies. I got 200 about 5 or 6 times.
So that's what inspired you to write the poem, The Gun Shearer. Tell us about how you came to write that, Mel.
Yeah, well, I was just lying in bed and It just come to me in 2 nights.
The poem that Mal wrote all those years ago as a young shearer has been set to music by Margaret River musician Mike Goodwin. Let's listen to that now.
Because I write like this, don't think I like the game. Jobs were just the same. Each day saw big tallies. He didn't seem to mind if the sheep were big and sticky or as tough as you could find. He taught me how to shear and made me last the run. Said I wasn't worth too far, I'd never be a gun. He made me give up drifting, use a pair of shears. And then he packed his swag, I lost track of him for years. One day I shore 200, I thought I'd have a fling. Big Wangali station, where the fast shearers ring. Was there I met the gun. He hadn't changed somehow. He looked a little older, a few wrinkles on his brow. When he saw me he laughed. Ah, the drifter, he cried. You'll do your best to beat me, like others that have tried. Then he took my hand and shook it, with a twinkle in his eye. Said, I taught you all you know, lad, but you'll have to bloody fly. 3 weeks we worked like hell, our bodies soaked in sweat, as I tried to beat the man who hadn't been beaten yet. At last I topped 250, with the gun not far behind. And then he shore 260, the extra few he seemed to find. Breaking back, I did 300. Yes, it was the end. The ringer had never been beaten, yet I had made a friend. With a hand that shook a little, he shook hands with the one. He turned from a restless drifter into the fastest gun.
That's a great yarn, Mel. Mike's done a fantastic job of setting it to music. Things have changed a lot in the last, 60 years. I guess the wool industry then was booming in the same way as the mining industry is today.
It was £1 a pound when I first went away at 17. If you left a lock in the basket after work, they'd sack you. I only saw one woman in 3 months, and that was up at Morilla Station.
So how did you get to work, Mel? Did you fly MMA direct to the station?
No, we had to fly into Derby. And then it was a fair trek out to Morilla. We went through Liveringa Station, where they had a crocodile skin that they killed. This crocodile must have been 14 foot long, taking this piccaninny. Eventually they got the crocodile, and then we went through Liveringa. Took it quite a while to get to there, and we had to get over the Fitzroy River and leave the truck there, and after 6 weeks of rafting back, and we were on the truck for 2 or 3 days to get to the next shed. I think it was Bidari in Port Hedland, and you'd look out and you'd see Spinifex, and then a day later, that's what you looked at, you saw Spinifex.
So you've enjoyed your career as a shearer, Mel?
It has been pretty rewarding. I had a deposit on a house when I was 21. You had to be 21 to get a house then.
Well, it's been great talking to you, Mel, and thanks for sharing your story and your poem with us on Western Tourist Radio.
To find out more about any artists featured on Western Tourist Radio programs, simply visit touristradio.com.au/localtalent. Thank you for listening. Drive safely and enjoy our great Southwest.